Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, March 13. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and God's ways not our ways. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so are your ways above our ways, and your thoughts above our thoughts, he writes. And yet, all of what we read, hear, and see around us are pretty much our thoughts, or the thoughts of others. We live out our lives to the soundtrack of our own thoughts, or the thoughts, actions, and words, and consequences of the thoughts, actions, and words of others like us, other infinitely fallible human beings. Where in all of this are God's thoughts? They're pretty far away, aren't they? Isaiah hits the proverbial nail on the head. Let's ponder this for a moment. Let's ponder the distance between our thoughts and God's thoughts. The extent of the chasm that exists between us and God. In simplistic terms, God's thoughts are the thoughts that lead to wholeness, faith, peace, hope, and love. And our thoughts, not so much. So, what are we doing to close the gap? What are we doing to lessen the distance between God's thoughts and our thoughts? The ways in which human beings have successfully closed that gap for thousands of years are no mystery. Regular times of journaling or speaking our rawest truth to God, reading and meditating upon God's holy word, and engaging in prayer that manifests itself as listening for God rather than offering God the misguided litany of our own thoughts, which not only fail to save us, but which God already knows anyway. Nearness to God's thoughts is everything we need to live faithfully, hopefully, and lovingly. This nearness is available to all who want it, without price or hindrance of any kind. God already knows what is happening everywhere, and how. and why. God already knows what is happening within us and how and why. God already knows why we don't regularly do the things that will bring God's thoughts into our hearts, the things that will displace our confusion, frustration, anger, grief, guilt, sorrow, and hopelessness with God's peace, love, and even joy. God knows, but do we? In these moments, reflect upon those things that hold you prisoner to your thoughts and keep God's thoughts at arm's length. Give these things to God in these moments, allowing God to come in, to draw near, and to help you connect more regularly and faithfully with the surrounding light of God's loving heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.